This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock, good to hear. You were there all over the map. My gosh, saw you from one end to the other. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing great, and it was good to see you as well. As a matter of fact, I got to see Alice, I got to see Andy, and many others. So it was great to be there and see so many people. It's that one event of the year, right, that you just get so much accomplished. And by the way, the scooters, it was funny to see how many people were just zipping by in scooters. And just because of your comment earlier, I thought I'd mention this. One is Austin is like a breeding bed of scooters. I actually went 2 days before the conference, and I spent some time scootering around by the Colorado River and everything. It's just beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a study done by the CDC, and they said 20 individuals are injured per 100,000 scooter trips taken. And it was during a 3-month period. Most of it was, they used data from across the country, but a lot of it was in Austin. And what they basically found is that they identified 271 people with potential scooter-related injuries from September 5th to November 30th. And get this, 182,000 hours of e-scooter use in that 3 months, 891,000 miles ridden, and 936,000 scooter trips in that period. Amazing, right?
Wow, it's amazing. Yeah, they're catching up.
Yeah.
They really are. The Uber driver says when he was driving around, I use scooters a lot, but when it gets late at night, I'm Ubering, back to Ubering or lifting around.
Oh,
and he said, just crazy. All the accidents happen usually after dark, and drinking is involved. Not surprising. So
Got it.
Scootering is not a good combo.
Great marketing idea, right? Maybe you just need to have a little arrow that says your new mortgage is here, and you scooter, people get scootered automatically right to the office of a local branch.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
There you go. Anyway, what you Alan said, there was so much mortgage tech going on there. More tech, lots of stuff going on. Talk about it. What did you pick up from the conference?
Well, before I get to that, I do just want to say thank you. You know, this was the first time that I had a lot of listeners actually come up to me. A couple people actually recognized me, and a couple people, you know, said that they listen to us quite often. And so thank you to the folks that actually came up and went out of their way to say hello. That was great to meet you. Sometimes we feel like we're just talking to each other, and we don't know how many people are listening. There's hundreds and
thousands of you out there.
Yeah, it's just great to hear that. And then I had a fantastic interview. You know, I've been following the guys at Shred so much in National Mortgage News. We talk so much about their content. I got interviewed by both of them. Fantastic time. Lots of good conversation. So that'll be published soon. I'll pass that out there. But if you haven't had a chance to talk to those guys or just listen to some of the interviews and their content, they just do a great job. Make sure you want to check that out. All right, David, we're going to get regulatory for a quick second. The IRLA.
Oh,
so
fine.
I wasn't on the podcast last week, but on October 24th, they published, you know, sort of the static version of the final changes that were directed by FHFA back in August. And what's funny is now everything's done. The changes have been out there. You can get the MSMO mappings. Everything you need is online. But as far as the optional use period, the hard deadline, and the DU specific transition are all now TBD. So you want to make sure your vendors are aware. I'm sure they are. You want to make sure if you're doing your own coding that you know what you need to do. All the details and the content you need, you can find on the internet at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac site.
It's good that that's out there. And call a listener's attention. I don't want that to go by without just kind of highlighting that, circulating that, because that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about, you know, technology. It's true. This was a lot of people made press releases and news announcements before the conference. So, Alice, you're right. A lot of people were talking about automating things. You know, when we talk about our hot topic today about, you know, fees and municipality fees and the complexity around that. It is such a big deal. I'll talk about that again in a second. But there was one big acquisition, which I thought was interesting. Ellie Mae acquired Capsilon. And if you remember back at Digital Mortgage, Capsilon had a lot of the automated underwriting. You upload a document and clear conditions. And, you know, everyone's leveraging OCR now. Technology's gotten really, really good. Well, anyways, this acquisition I thought was really interesting. When you look at being able to automate the process and, you know, we continue to invest in the loan officer being their presentation tools to the borrower, but we've got that back end of the house. This was a really, really big deal. So anyways, if you are a Capsilon user or you're an Ellie Mae user, you want to check that out. But you don't have to be just an Ellie Mae user. A lot of these companies like Capsilon are partnered with a lot of other platforms. So in general, the ability to move that faster and automate and work on what I like to call an exception-based process this was a big deal. So you want to check that out. David, this was interesting. You know, HELOCs, if you remember in 2018, they said 2019, and when I say they, I just mean like the industry in general said 2019 was going to be the year of the HELOC, right? And then in 2019, some people said, well, what happened? Why didn't it come? I don't have the answer for that today. But what I can tell you is I found two interesting things. One is account opening via mobile devices. And now we've talked about fintech quite a bit. There was a National Mortgage News actually put a chart out there. They said, and I only took out two pieces, 39% of people they surveyed did account opening in 2017. And in 2019, 75% of people did that.
Wow.
And so the number of people going mobile is just staggering. And so I thought this news announcement went really well with it. Prosper actually just launched a HELOC platform, and they did it with BBVA. And they did it because they're going to automate it. It's going to have quick, right? All the things we expect, right? I don't have to go through them all. But the point in the end is that we are moving towards a digitally mobile or on-the-go based experience. Account opening is here. I actually got to meet with a lot of different people at National, and the word omni-channel, not just across devices, but one experience for many people, and we've talked about it in the past, was again a very big topic. And sort of, David, on the topic of what else technology-wise happened at National, I'll give you a couple other just really quick things. Global DMS, a lot of people know them. They have a valuation technology platform on collateral valuation. Well, they just launched a brand new platform. They say they built from the ground up. It's called Evo. So if you're integrating with a platform like that, you now have the ability to create and automate your experience, right? There's some other technology platforms. We've seen a digital mortgage, for example, that showed how you can a consumer can pay for the appraisal. They can track it. It can be delivered to them. All that, the automation of the appraiser accepting the work bid. Well, you can build that entire experience to be on your own or as you want with Global DMS. You want to check that out. This one's very interesting, David. Do you know that Total Expert, and we all love Total Expert, great people, great company, great technology. They just raised $52 million in a Series C funding. I'll say that again.
I didn't hear that. That's excellent. Amazing.
Yeah. So they have total funding about $86 million. They've got, I think, a little over, can't remember if it was 100 or 200 employees. They're expanding that.
Yep.
Anyways, if you work with Total Expert, great news. They're just going to continue to build on that long-term value of relationships that they have. They do a really good job. And, you know, two other things I wanted to mention really quick, David. This one, you know, when we talk about the fraud, right, National Mortgage News, and they seem to be where I got a lot of my info this week, they had 1,280 incidents per year. It's up 42% for the amount of fraud that's occurring. And, right, we've talked to many people. Regina Lowry was one of our guests. And, you know, when you think about this, and it seems like a simple fix, right? There's a lot of fraudsters out there. Well, anyways, eOriginal just put out their new digital mortgage closing platform. They just launched it with Fairway, the first customer to go live. It's called Closing Center, and they have a doc prep partner on there. But the goal is to consolidate this broken apart process, bring everything together, and help eliminate fraud and add transparency and value to the process. So anyways, I thought that was really interesting. And I have another topic I'll save for next week because it's probably a bigger conversation, really getting into adding technology into the secondary market side. MCT has been doing some really interesting things. So we'll talk about that next week. Excited for today's conversation, you know, around taxes, titles, fees, being able to, you know, fix the consumer process and bring the disclosures up front and be able to offer a true, you know, accurate rate to a consumer and an experience is very important. And so outside of all the other things that are important, I think it's very important right there. So anyways, looking forward to today's hot topic. And thanks again for everyone that I met at National last week.
Yeah, got a lot of fans out there. I had a lot of people come up and talk to me about everyone. But it was they love the tech segment. The tech update, many people comment about it. They love what you bring. Appreciate it. Quickly giving Alan a bad time about his humor. Guys, I tease you about your humor a lot. Sometimes not so kindly, but they love your humor. So appreciate you, Alan. Great being with you at the conference. Want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week. And be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.